Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things, you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, the live cattle and feeder cattle markets were both under pressure today. We finished about a dollar lower or so across the board on the live cattle and a dollar to $2 lower in the feeder cattle. So a disappointing trade. The hogs today did bounce some. They were steady to $2.30 higher. But June live cattle down $1.02 at $133.75. The August down $1.05 at $136.02. October down $1.10 at $143.40. We've had a pretty much a steady trade the last three or four trading days after that big gap down at the end of April. So there's still some people looking for it to fill that gap. It's about $4, a little over $4 above where we're currently trading on the August live cattle. May feeders down $1.92 at $160.32. The August down $1.82 at $174.37. The September's down $1.20 here at $177.45. Box beef at midday looks like it's going to be down $2.91 on the choice at $256.83. Select down $1.78 at $245.90. The choice select spreads $10.93 here today. And then again, the hog markets were strong. You know, they sold off roughly $30, and we're about $6 or so off of the 50% from the high to the low.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, the grain trade today was really, really impressive for wheat. The July Kansas City wheat ended up 49 cents higher. 53¾ higher is where they settled at 11.77 for the July wheat. Now that's not quite back to the high back in mid-April, and it's still about 70 cents off the contract high back in March. But we're well on our way. The dry weather has generally persisted. The drought monitor for western Oklahoma and some of the drier areas stays that way despite some rainfall. I know parts of southwest Oklahoma received rainfall with those tornadoes last night, but I think the most I've seen is just over an inch, and that was extremely localized. So the market's reacting to that. Plus, we had the India news yesterday morning that they're going to ban some exports, and then, of course, what's going on with Russia and Ukraine is still lingering in the background. But today we were over 50 cents higher, so a really, really strong move for the wheat. Chicago wheat was up 28 to 30 cents, Minneapolis about 33 cents. The beans sort of tagged along here. November finished at 14.91 and three quarters, up 5 1/4. December corn up 2 1/4 at 7.38. The corn and beans have both are facing a little bit of a lot different circumstance in the wheat. With the wheat's dry, the corn and beans are wet, and the planting is delayed.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.